Hi, this is Aaron, and you are listening to Family Rides Together. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us on Instagram at Family Rides Together so you can know exactly when we post the next podcast. Also, if you want to see some unbelievable art and animations, you can follow Alan's Instagram at A Ghost Full of Sugar or his TikTok at Ghost Full of Sugar. And lastly, the music you hear before and after every episode is done by an amazing artist named Mac Zaidi, who you can follow on Spotify, Instagram, or YouTube. Now sit back and enjoy the chaos that is Family Rides Together.
Whoa, watch that tail, man. It's dangerous.
You know it.
You know it.
Yeah.
She said, come back. She's like, great comeback.
Great comeback. Welcome to Family Rides Together. We watch High School Musical 3. I'm Eric.
Trace.
Aaron.
I meant three, like Trace, like three.
Yeah. High School.
Yeah, no, that's Trace. He goes by Trace.
Trace.
He goes by Trace.
We have Trace, Aaron, Eric, you know, the classic crew.
Yeah. We got a new crew member.
Trace.
And so we're finally wrapping up our High School Musical trilogy that we still have to watch.
Yeah, we still haven't finished Twilight, but
I know.
We have three more Twilight movies.
This is more attainable, you know.
We have three more Twilight movies. But we were like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's watch three High School
Musicals.
You know,
it's because I figured Michelle wanted to be a part of those. Unless she just wants to hear us talk about it. I would have chosen
Twilight.
Yeah, she
probably doesn't care.
I would have gone there.
I think she only wants to watch the last one. I don't think she gives a shit about the next two.
Maybe we should do the rest of them. And then when we get to the last one, we'll include her. So she can talk about the thing I know she wants to talk about. Because I know what it is.
Whatever the hell it is. But this one. We watched High School Musical 3. which is something else. This was the first one that was in movie theaters, right?
Yes. This is clearly a bigger budget.
So,
watching it. It's cinematically
so much budget.
A budget.
So much budget. The songs had stuff to look
at.
There was stuff happening while the songs were
going. It wasn't just
going.
A dance number. There was costumes and sets.
Yeah, I felt like this was the most meta.
Okay.
You mean that too?
Okay.
Well, because they were doing a
musical play
about themselves
within it. Yeah,
within it was like a musical about the actual.
There were certain
musical.
Parts. Yeah, there were certain parts where I was like, "Wait, is this the musical
exactly.
or is this their real life?"
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Are they on stage performing this right now, practice wise, but also singing about their lives? Or that they're just in the cafeteria.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I think it. I think it's sort of.
But I liked it.
An adaptation of what occurred in real life for them. So, like, when you see the prom performance on stage, that's clearly something that's a part of the musical that they're performing for end of the year. But we don't see prom.
Which
happen.
I was very bummed by,
so,
by the way.
It probably went like that.
Except
is
for
what
without.
They're just like, here
without,
it is.
Yeah,
we don't need to show it to you.
Without
a doubt.
Without them, obviously, because they were in.
Right. Which
the
I,
two main characters were
it
not
It was
there.
Symbolic,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then
I was confused on the timeline a little bit. I was confused on her timeline a little bit because she was like,
who's her?
Hudgens?
Who's
she? Yeah, Hudgens.
Worst
Gabriella.
Singer. Worst singer in the whole thing.
Okay, man. He is really, he's hated
her,
Gabriella ever since the beginning.
That's just her fucking baby voice.
It's like fine sometimes, and then certain notes she hits, it sounds too high pitched. Like literally the first note she hits in this movie, I went, ew.
I thought
I kind of recoiled, but then it got
I
better.
Personally thought Ryan was the best in this one.
Oh, Ryan is the best in all three of them.
I thought Ryan
he's
was
the best,
best
performer,
Wait,
best
Ryan?
Singer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought he was the best. And the whole movie, I was like, he's going to Juilliard. He should go to Juilliard.
Well, but also,
he should,
no,
and then he did.
I was like, and then when they gave it to Kelsey, like before him, I was like, okay.
Well,
go give it to Ryan.
Kelsey wrote every fucking song.
Oh, are they going to be a power couple or what?
I didn't think Kelsey was ever... Was Kelsey
no,
even an...
you know why?
Kelsey wasn't an... Was she an option? Yeah, she was an option, I guess, before that, yeah. But
and
yeah,
even
I don't
as
know.
Friends, they're still a fucking power couple.
I think it's in Friends, to... because literally he goes in, right? And then he sits down.
He's like, oh, you're lonely?
No, he goes like this. They spend so much time together writing and doing the choreography with the music. So they're just hanging out all the time. It's like clear, like, this is the gay friend hanging out with
It was not clear to me. And then I don't draw those distinctions. It's a big gray area.
This is the interaction they have, which is, oh, so are you going to prom or whatever? She's like, I'm so busy doing the fucking writing the music and doing this. And he goes, great, I'll pick you up at 8. And then they just sort of smile at each other, and it's like, oh, this is a because this happens in high school all the time.
Yeah,
which is two friends don't have dates
and they go to prom,
so they just go to prom together.
Right. No, and
it's like, hey, let's go to prom.
That's
together.
A trick. You gotta have friends.
Yeah, she.
Oh well, that's the issue.
Fuck.
No. Yeah, he was the best part, and I also like how throughout this movie he was also just, you know, pretend like whenever his sister would tell him something, he was like, yeah, yeah. And then not do any of it. Like, he just was like, I don't give a fuck about this anymore. Well, I'm doing my other thing.
He's not easily manipulated anymore.
Like, 100%. Especially the second one where he was over her bullshit.
Yeah. There was no manipulation. He just listened to her and then let her think that he was going to do it. And then was like,
I mean, he was a little swayed in that song. I think the song was
just
good.
Well, I think it just pumped him up.
I think it was the him like being like, "Oh my god, I could be famous and be popular." And then but then he was still like, "Okay, but I don't need you to do it."
Yeah.
You just bring me down, Sharpay.
No, yeah, he was better. He's 100% better than Sharpay.
He's like trip. Yeah, he's so much
so,
better.
So here's the other thing too is that just we take the singing, their songs, but then we also apply it to their character, you know, and how they relate to everybody else. And it's like Sharpay is constantly going back on, like you think she's turned a new leaf and she's like, oh, okay. And then she always goes back and's like, no, I'm a fucking bitch.
Every time.
I'm the center of attention, whatever. And so that's just her shtick or whatever. So you can't really like completely relate to her unless you're a fucking psychopath.
She doesn't have an arc.
It is confusing why there was no arc written for
Sharpay. She's just sort of stagnant. Like she goes up and then she's re-stagnant. Like back to...
She resets.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just like...
She's like Kenny from South Park. She just resets every episode.
Yeah, she resets. And then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but she's not too... I mean, she's like... She kind of acts bloodthirsty, but when it comes down to it, she's not really willing to... No, finish the deed.
That's true.
Like,
she doesn't commit.
She's gonna, she's like, it's all part of the game.
So there is a moral
competition for her. Yeah, it's all competition. But Ryan is like level headed. So you apply that to his songs, which he did have great songs. Even with him and Sharpay together have good songs.
I honestly thought all the songs in this movie were better than. So all the songs in the previous
movies. I knew you would like this one the most.
I liked this one the most.
Problem with Troy and Gabriella's songs are they're just rehashing.
They're similar
the exact same.
Yeah. You know why? Because Kelsey keeps writing these bullshit songs.
Oh, she's writing them and giving them.
I don't know. Soarin' Flying is their best song.
From the first one. Yeah.
Flying. Yeah.
That one? There's not a story.
I can't believe you remember the tune. Yeah. That
was the tune. See, it's catchy.
That's the
tune. It works. But yeah, no, their songs, I can't think of a single how they went in this at all. Which sucks because it's like you go from the first one with Soarin' and then they have some other songs I can't think of right now. But
what about the CGI basketball song? That was a notable song.
No,
well, just in terms of what songs you like.
Just in terms of the visual throughout that whole song.
Oh, when he's and then
the fucking hallway. I was like, Inception is fucking amazing.
Yeah,
like, it was blowing my tits off.
Can you imagine if all three of these movies had this budget?
It would have been bananas.
It would have been B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
There was lightning in that song. Like fucking lightning in the background. It was just like, and I was like, what?
They had Tesla coils on set.
They could afford a Tesla coil.
It was fucking crazy.
It's just some dude in like that chain outfit.
Yeah.
Chainmail.
Yeah, the chainmail.
What I was going to say earlier, though, about Gabriella's timeline, I was confused on her timeline because she was like, I have to go to Stanford. Okay, you have to go to Stanford, and I will be back for prom and graduation. Gotcha. Because she only had to go to Stanford for like on for like a tiny
it was
bit.
It was a week.
Yeah.
And that week was the show.
Is yeah. that onboarding or what?
Exactly. Why was so she? But she said that week was the show. And then she was like, I'll be back for prom and for graduation. Right. That's what
yeah.
she said.
Yeah.
Well, prom happened before the show.
No.
Yeah.
No.
When did prom happen?
It was supposed to happen after. It was just the
they just skipped
the prom
it.
Thing that you saw was just their performance thing that they were going to be in the musical.
No, because he went up to Berkeley and said, "I'm here for prom."
Oh no, it happened at the same time.
And she?
Oh no, she said she was going to stay. She was supposed to come back
for prom and then go back and not be there for the show. That's what I'm confused
no, no, no,
on.
No.
But. Yeah. Wait,
when was the show?
The show was at the end of the movie.
Oh, whoa. I'm so confused now. Oh, yeah. The show was supposed to happen before.
At least that's what that's what I thought.
Or at least that's what it...
So this movie's like an acid trip.
I was confused.
Oh,
maybe,
yeah. It's definitely an acid trip.
Maybe I heard it wrong. Maybe I heard it wrong. I don't know. Maybe I thought...
No, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I thought... But
she,
then, yeah, that makes no sense.
She's up, he's up in Berkeley, and she's like, prom's right now, 3,000 miles away. And he's like,
and then he drives, which is unbelievable that he was able to drive that piece of shit truck 1,000 miles?
3,000 miles, yeah.
Okay, even crazier. 3,000
miles? He got his what, fuel injector changed. What was it? I don't remember.
He got a fuel cap. it was just a fucking cap.
Which
that's
he had
all
duct
he
tape on previously. It's like, this fucking piece of shit, literally they show him pushing the car up.
Multiple times.
I'm like, that car wouldn't have made it
also,
that far.
Also, why aren't his rich-ass fucking parents putting in some money to get
Dude,
him a goddamn car?
Their house is so nice.
Their house is extravagant as fuck.
They're
backyard,
not going to be rich if they're buying all his shit.
They're back.
yeah, but how are they rich? What does the mom do? Because the dad's not getting paid a lot. He's a coach.
He's
at
a
high school.
Bad hair coach at the best high school in Albuquerque? Right?
Yeah.
In Albuquerque.
Yeah, in New Mexico.
That still exists in a ghost world, by the way, because
oh, right.
they're going it's, to U of A.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
The university.
They're all dead.
Yeah.
Or
he's
it's
like,
been shut
he's
down.
Like, hey, that's the head coach of U of A. Is it? Because that's fucking weird, ghost.
It's still my favorite theory that yeah. everything is fucking ghosts.
It's a ghost.
That's the fucking funnest theory.
oh.
I love that song. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot that too.
So, no, whenever he said it happened right at the beginning of the movie, I was like, ghosts.
Watching these movies is like going to the underworld.
Really just riding on the boat.
Dante in hell.
Yeah.
Another thing that pissed me off. Actually, the only thing that really pissed me off about this movie, because I was actually having fun watching this movie because of the production value.
Yeah.
Which was surprising because the last... Well, the second one I had more fun than the first one. So I gradually have had more fun watching these movies. And I think it's another thing of like, because you get used to the characters and you know the characters. So you're just like,
They have their their beats with each
exactly.
other.
If
and
they
you're
fucking
kinda...
made a fourth one, I'd watch it because I'd be like, fucking watch the first three. You know what I mean?
yeah, I might as well. Well,
it's like Fast and the Furious.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, it's like
I watched the first but then you start, but it's, you know what
then
it is?
Then you start to like get like emotionally connected
well,
to
no,
them.
No, what it is
like,
is it's that fucking syndrome where like you have. The prisoner, you have like, you get attached.
Stockholm?
Yeah, it's Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
You get so attached and then you start to love it.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to ever let this go.
Yeah, we're going to love Twilight by the end of those.
I will watch that movie until Vin Diesel fucking dies. Right. I will watch the Fast and Furious. And High School Musical, I'm not going to watch that show that they made because it doesn't have any of the characters.
They did make a show and they also have a Sharpay spinoff,
which
there's a Sharpay
that
spin-off.
Might
oh
be
God.
The next movie. But I don't
you
know
can't just keep choosing High School Musical.
Yes, he can. You can tell me not to choose fucking, what's his name, the illusionist guy, but High School Musical.
Yeah, you can't tell me exactly.
You Darren chose the Brown. Illusionist guy, though.
I don't choose anymore, Darren Brown.
All right. Hold on. Wait. I was. Oh yeah. The one thing that annoyed me was that.
The one thing.
There was only one thing that really like annoyed me about like the. Actually, there was probably a few, one of the main things was at the very end of the movie, whenever he decides he's gonna go to fucking
Berkeley.
He's gonna go to Berkeley, and she's going to Stanford. Oh yeah, they were in Stanford, not Berkeley. Sorry, guys, for the people that gave a shit. I said they were both in Berkeley earlier, but they were in Stanford.
Oh no.
So yeah. So he goes to he decides to go to Berkeley. She's gonna go to Stanford. Why didn't he ever fucking tell her that? throughout the whole movie. She fucking was like, I'm leaving you because I don't want to say goodbye to you.
Yeah, he didn't ever say that he had an offer from Berkeley.
He never said he had an offer. That none of that would have happened. She would have came back. They could have had a nice little final moments in high school. Then they could have gone off to college together. But no, he wanted to like fucking drag it out and then finally tell somebody on stage in front of everybody. For some reason, they were cheering for these eight kids.
He's dramatic.
Why is it?
Drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, Juilliard.
Why is everybody also in Albuquerque give a shit about these eight fucking kids that are seniors and where they go? And like, they're all fucking, yeah. Like, everybody was
because
so fucking bummed.
Wildcats are fucking bonded for life, bro.
Yeah. Whatever.
If you're a Wildcat, you will kill for another Wildcat. Yeah. They are family to you. It doesn't matter if you just walk by them in the hall and never say a goddamn word. If they need your help, you help them.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was bullied in this school, were they?
There was, only playful.
Competitive.
Like, fuckery.
Rocket Man should
when,
be bullied.
When he steals Rocket, the Rocket Man and... his friend's clothes.
We'll talk about him in
a minute. Have a name.
God fucking.
Or maybe he did have a name. I don't even remember.
What was his name?
I don't remember the Rocket Man's name, though. I just only know
he said it like once. I'm going to look it up.
Oh, he said something Rocket Man.
Yeah, I don't even know. And I only know Rocket Man because he says it a million fucking times. And then the other kid barely gets any dialogue. And I'm like,
what was the British girl's name that fucking was?
Oh, God. I don't know. British bitch with big teeth. I don't know. I don't remember her name. That's her
big
name.
Big teeth, fat tongue.
What?
Oh.
That's very specific.
Well, it's perfect. That's not what she sounded like. That's not what she sounded like.
I honestly thought those characters were
time to dance,
not needed in this movie.
They were completely useless.
Yeah, they were. And they didn't get enough time for me to give a shit about them. When she's like, aha, at the end. The
betrayal.
Yeah, the PA, the London PA chick. She's just like, she's like, aha, I've been learning everything I need to know about coming to this shitty fucking school.
I know. I don't understand her motivations.
Take over your, she's like, okay.
Well, she literally goes, from the London Academy of Dance and Performance or something. I'm like, bitch, that sounds way better than this shitty fucking high school in Albuquerque.
No, I came all the way over here to take over the Albuquerque.
Yeah, she's like, now I need to know everything I need to know for this school. What? What a weird...
She died.
Is it Jimmy?
That's what happened. She died.
She's a ghost.
Yeah. And then just showed up there. It was like, aha, I'm taking over.
I'm a ghost.
Hey, do you know what the name of the characters for the Juilliard people that showed up? What their names were?
Names?
Mr. and Mr. Juilliard, Miss Juilliard.
they own the school.
Yeah. Mr. and Miss Juilliard.
Amazing.
That is fucking disgusting. Is that a pet?
No, that.
What is that?
This furry fucking thing. Sorry, there's a thing on the table that
it's tape covered
hair.
In hair.
Yeah, it was on my shoe.
And he just wiped it off into the.
It was on my shoe. What do you want? I was trying to remember that it was existed. I didn't want to leave it on my carpet. It was on my shoe.
That was disgusting.
Well, I'm sorry.
Almost as disgusting as Troy and Gabriella's relationship.
Jimmy Zara. Yeah. I think that's his name. And then the other guy is.
That sounds like a fucking.
Jimmy Rocket Man.
Donnie Dion.
That's his name?
The other kid.
The other kid?
Yeah,
the short little kid,
yeah.
They might as well just name him Dion Dion.
And then Tiara.
Or Donnie Donnie.
Tiara Gold is the British girl.
Oh, that was her name. Gold. I remember saying it and going, what?
Yeah. Tiara Gold.
I'm British.
Yeah.
I'm British. Hello.
Wow, this is your guys' British. This is horrible.
I am the queen. I'm a nanny. I can take care of your kids better than you can. No, don't do that. Stop that. You're not getting any sugary pies.
You're doing the British nanny show? Is that what you're doing? What was that called? Nanny
McPhee? That's a movie.
Oh, God, no.
Nanny McPhee?
No, not Nanny McPhee, that ugly bitch.
Nanny ER?
Nanny ER? Nanny, it's a nanny that works at an ER.
Yeah, it's an ER nanny.
I don't know what show you're talking about. It's like a British show.
Time to do surgery.
She's like, she's like super serious. It's basically like like the dog whisperer guy or whatever.
No, you stand in that corner.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's for like little kids.
I know what you're talking about. And they did it in America. She came over and did America.
And then had an American version.
What was the name of that show? I don't remember. It might have been just called The Nanny.
No, it was something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Nanny.
If you want to Google it,
Nanny
on your phone.
Oh, yeah. I have access to the internet.
We could try to access our brains, but it's not going to work.
Yeah, we're waiting for the Google implants. They're still coming in the mail.
Oh, God damn. That would be dope. Not really. But
why not?
I mean, it would.
Sorry, I was watching porn.
This a Black Mirror.
Super Nanny.
You were pretty close. That was definitely a Black Mirror episode. Sorry, I was watching porn. That's the name of the episode of Black Mirror.
Sorry, I was watching porn. That's
where it's like with like a Google implant, like where you just like can access.
Yeah, you're just having waking dreams, but that's like a video you're watching. Sort of, you know,
any tech nightmare has already been made in Black Mirror.
True that. So these new characters, though, in this movie were the most pointless added characters.
Okay, but who was your favorite out of the three? Is it only three that are new?
Yeah.
Who was your favorite if you had to choose?
Probably Donnie Dion.
Because he is the least annoying?
He didn't say anything.
All he does is try to be helpful.
He just showed up, too. I didn't even realize he was there until they got out of the shower together.
No, the first time he showed up, he's naked, and you're like, who the fuck
And I was like, who the fuck's this kid?
Naked, running around. How did those towels
stay on
so well? They go through the whole school.
Why was Rocket Man so low?
Oh, la his towel?
Yeah, his la towel.
His towel?
Whoa, tower of gold.
His la towel.
Welcome. No, his towel was really low.
It just kept getting lower and lower. I'm like, stop.
They're going to have to take another shower.
Is that why they call him Rocket Man? Why do they call him Rocket Man?
He has so much...
Red Rocket?
Ego. I don't know why.
Because he's got a big rocket?
I think he has a huge dick.
Yeah.
They see that in the locker rooms, and they're like, Rocket Man, because he's not really that talented.
Maybe he's bonered up all the time. That's why it's right.
No, and then he did sing, which I was like, what? The confusing part thing was... Also during that towel scene, when they were running, I was thinking their feet are going to be disgusting.
I know, they were running through
everything. I was like, they're going to have to get back in the shower.
Like, auto shop,
everything. Ugh. I was like, they're going to have to get back in the shower. So, at the end of the movie, though, whenever they're like, or not at the end of the movie, during the movie, whenever she's like, you're going to be the understudy, and you're an understudy. What qualifications that you have? You heard them sing? You haven't even heard them sing. Why are they the understudy?
Since you spend so much time here,
most of the time,
like,
understudies.
Oh, is that how you get it?
Yeah, most of the time, understudies
you still have to audition.
Are people that are in the play playing like smaller characters?
Yeah, they play a bunch of roles,
and then they pop up as the big character whenever that person
can't be there. Yeah,
yeah. Not. I'll just get a mosquito or a fly or something.
Is there a mosquito near me?
Yeah. Not a stagehand. It's not a... exactly.
Oh, don't move. Don't fucking move.
Hold on. Al's killing bugs.
What was it? I don't know. It's a little bug. Yeah,
all right. Al's
you motherfucker.
I already killed him, but I mushed him.
It didn't even look like a mosquito.
So yeah, it's not...
nothing.
It's not stagehands in the fucking... that are the understudies. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense.
And it's also...
Kelsey would have been a fucking higher up option than either of them.
Yeah, exactly. Kelsey is a better option to play Zac Efron's character than fucking...
Rocket Man. Or the Rocket.
Just because he looks like a stupider version of Zac Efron. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He looks like a stupider version.
He's like his cousin. That's what he looks like.
Yeah. They really fucking hammered home his annoyingness. And I don't know why he was why he was the way he was.
I don't know. Troy literally like yells at him.
Yeah.
At one point, because him and Gabriella are just sitting there, and then he fucking jumps. He's like, hey! And he like goes in, and he's like, fucking stop doing that.
Yeah.
Dude, he's so serious. Like,
he's very serious.
He's like, fucking stop doing that.
Yeah.
I told you stop doing that.
I'm trying.
He's like, whatever, bro? His energy is so weird. I don't know why he's like that.
It doesn't fit into the movie. It doesn't fit into the universe. It doesn't fit in the universe.
He also apparently plays drums because he has drumsticks at one point. He's like, and he like hits like the like a railing as they're walking downstairs.
Also, his introduction into the movie was a weird fucking introduction because all of a sudden he was just the guy that sits on the bench of the basketball team, and I was confused on like they were
I'm
like
guessing he's a sophomore
like
or
at the beginning of the movie they were just junior? Suddenly like we're gonna do the Rocket Man play, and you're like Rocket Man
or a freshman,
and you're like, is this a thing that I'm supposed to know this play? You know what I mean? It would have been better if it was just a character like if Ryan was suddenly on the basketball team or something and we're doing a
no fl- but you know. Ryan is wearing the mascot
he's a mascot
outfit, which that's how much he cares. He like really has befriended all of them so much.
Ryan is an actual like friend to people.
He is a good person. Yeah. He's the nicest person in these whole movies.
Yes.
He doesn't have any ill will toward other people.
Yeah.
He cares about getting, you know, making his dream happen, but he's not going to tear other people down to get it.
But 100% if he got his dream to happen, he's bringing these people along.
Hell
you
yeah.
know that for sure.
You know it. And he's... I'm like,
still talking about Ryan?
Yeah, we're back on Ryan.
We're back on Ryan. Yeah, he's the best character.
Ryan's dick.
Yeah, we're back
no,
on...
No, I will stay on
We're
it.
Back on
stay Ryan's, on Ryan's dick.
Dick. Yeah, stay on Ryan's dick.
No, we were talking about Rocket.
We were talking about Rocket League. No, I was talking about the opening, basketball scene
where he's just staring at him. I'm like, dude, stop! But then they show him later because they're all in the huddle, like, go Wildcats! But he's staring. Rocket is staring. It's the first time they introduce him because they're like, bring in our wild card.
It makes no sense.
And then he's just looking at Troy, and you're like, I'm thinking it's just bad acting, but then later they reveal, oh, he's like
a character
sexually obsessed with.
I feel like he wants to become him.
He wants to be.
He wants to wear his skin.
Now that would have been a better movie.
Yeah,
they're offering that to him anyway. They're saying, look, we're moving on because
he goes.
Because when you're dead, there is a limited time that you are around. So, and then you just evaporate after that. So they're saying once they graduate, that's it. And
this is limbo. Once they go to heaven or hell.
Oh, right. They get to actually decide.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does say that. He goes, well, after you're gone, man, I'm going to take over. I'm going to be the new... like,
are you gonna be
team
not
lead? I'm like, I never even heard of you.
Also, you weren't a good basketball player. You weren't even in the basketball game. Why would you be the team lead if
because
you're not
I'm
even
clearly? Because he's crazy.
He's an insane.
He's
person.
Insane.
Yeah.
I mean, he has so much fucking ego.
Yeah.
Well, they're like,
I don't know why
they're building him up, and he has no experience, and they're just like, yeah, you.
He even said that he was.
I guess I am the guy.
Yeah. He even said he was in Troy's bedroom.
So,
oh God, that was, he goes, I just wanted to
smell your sheets and
he says, I wanted to see a picture or something. What does he say?
I don't know. Let me look.
He says something about a picture, but I totally thought that he smelled his underwear.
Yeah.
He smelled his fucking, his dirty underwear.
Yeah,
he smelled
the sheets because they probably weren't changed. He slept in there.
He fucking rubbed one off onto his bed.
All right. Here's the line that he says.
Hey. Never know what Rocket Man. He's fucking springs up, busts, right. And then he's down.
He's out.
All right, here's the beginning of the movie. Hold on.
Hey, thanks.
Yo.
Hey, dude.
Yo.
Sweet game.
Hey, Troy. Great house, bro. Your room is way cool.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
You were in my room?
Well, yeah. I just took a picture. Look. I'm doing mine the same way.
Great.
Oh,
on
yeah.
your bed.
Yeah, he took a picture because he wants to.
It's him, like,
yeah.
Spread eagle
he's
on
like,
his
oh,
bed.
He's like, oh, nice. Yeah, I'm going to do mine the same way. Yeah.
Yeah, he's weirdly obsessed. And then it's like he's weirdly obsessed. And then you have on the other spectrum, you have Tiara Gold, who is like comes out of nowhere wanting to help
these characters just
help Sharpay with everything.
I'm telling you, they die.
But then
dude.
She has a motive at the end. It's a stupid motive, but she has a motive. He doesn't. I don't understand his motive.
No.
I mean, if we saw him like. He is not good at basketball because when he does come out into the game and that...
They were like, you...
They toss it to him. Yeah. He hesitates. He holds it.
Yeah.
And I go, isn't that...
And you
isn't that a foul or something? Like, can't, you can't
no,
hold
no.
it.
No, you can hold it.
Oh, but you can't isn't move that while holding it. You have yeah. to dribble. Yeah, otherwise you have to dribble. That's traveling.
Oh, we should have a podcast about basketball with Aaron.
It's traveling if you're holding the ball yeah. while running.
No, the problem is,
you dribble
like,
it while running, then you're fine.
He get thrown the ball.
Yeah, I like this. I like
I'm trying
it.
To remember.
Yeah, more. No. I like that you're coming good. At it completely noob. You're and it's,
yeah,
it's interesting.
I'm committing.
Well, it's something.
I've seen one basketball game in person.
And you've seen High School Musical version of basketball.
And I've seen this, which is the ideal way to play basketball.
I just don't even get in the game.
Yeah.
What was this one? What was this one?
You know how to play basketball through. You're like, is this where the dance number is at halftime?
I'm like, when are we uniting and getting our heads in the game?
Yeah. This one, the song was like, this song was about 16 minutes. It was like 16 minutes of whatever.
Oh, that song's so terrible. Yeah. The first song and the last song in this movie are so terrible. I hate them both. Yeah. But then there's like some like catchy ones in the middle period.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? They couldn't write something like 16. I can't even remember how it goes.
16 minutes of 16.
We
minute.
Got six.
It's a bunch of sweet.
I could play it,
but
do
I want to?
Well, you're going to play some of these songs because there's one I want to get to.
Hold on, let me play
it. One I want to talk about.
Let me play a second. The reason you can't remember it is because it's all fucking sneakers squeaking across the
court. Let me play a second of the 16 minutes.
Oh, and then what's her face is on the cheerleading squad? What is her name?
I don't know. She's the thicker girl. I don't know.
Lock and dance.
Yeah, the pop and lock girl.
Pop and lock girl. She's like was a nerd, and then she became dance, and then she's on cheerleading.
Her name is Martha Cox.
Great,
that's her real name, by the way.
Yeah, what's
her name in the movie is Casey Stroh.
Casey. Okay, why do we have like Casey, Kelsey, Crappy? Like, there's too many like K names.
It's weird. All right, so here's some of the beginning song. We gonna be TVFF. Gotta work it out, turn it off. Oh, this is the last time. Oh, this is the last chance to make it come back. Yeah, that's what we're all about. But all kinds of songs, I have to say, every song.
Ooh, that armpit hair, huh?
Oh, yeah.
When did he get armpit hair?
When he actually became a baby. Damn, his armpit hair is fucking thick.
I liked that song.
They taped that on.
That's what the Rocket Man's looking at.
I like that song more than
You like that one more than what?
The final song.
Yeah, no. I'll agree with that.
This is the final song.
This is the end of the movie.
Yeah, the song that was about High School Musical, which was such a weird song to choose to be the
They end. Should have ended on a medley.
Yeah.
Don't you think they should have ended with doing songs from the other two? Like, merged together? Like, you do We're All in This Together, you do, I don't know, whatever other fucking songs from the second one, I can't remember. You just do a medley. Like, that makes more sense in my brain, because then it's like reminiscing about all the good shit, and then we end it on a...
They honestly could have ended it with We're All in This Together.
I know. They should have.
But they ended it with like a meta song,
like
where it's
like
a High School Musical.
Maybe an upgraded version of We're All in This Together.
Yeah.
Like, there's more lyrics, there's extra beats, there's... I don't know. But...
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
And the next song is a shitty love song.
It's their shitty love song.
It's not, I don't remember. It's boring as fuck. And then the song,
see, like, look at his.
wait, stop it right there, right
look
there.
At
perfect.
Stupid.
Perfect, don't
look
go
at
anything.
Wild, a fucking Rocket Man. I love him, he's
We're
the best
We're looking at Rocket
character.
Man, we're looking at Troy Bolton. You're standing outside
Look
of
at
a classroom.
The background, hold on.
Yes.
Can we talk about the poster? Okay, there's a poster on the
sibling piracy.
Sibling piracy.
That's a play that Sharpay and Ryan put on. Sibling piracy.
That's so good. I want to watch those, man.
You just need that poster.
I have another question.
Huge. I want it on my ceiling.
I have another question. Why can't people say no to anybody in this world? In Albuquerque, why can't people?
Nice.
And nobody says no to people. Kelsey signs the whole class.
Oh God, how did she do that?
She signs She signs the whole class in 5 seconds, and then two, she signs.
She just
people,
writes everybody.
She signs everybody that weren't in the plays before.
Oh, well, we need to establish.
Chad was never. Danforth, what's his fucking name? Right, Corbin Dallas.
Corbin Dallas.
Corbin Blue.
Corbin, my man.
Yeah, Corbin Blue. He was never in the plays before, right? Like, he wasn't in the first one.
I think it's amazing that you're calling him Danforth, because this is the most time they say his last name a lot in this. Because
if his fucking parents were all of a sudden in the movie.
Yeah, we meet his parents in this.
Yeah.
Which I really wanted his dad to be like Jeffrey Wright or something.
Yeah. Is his brother Urkel or what? That's who the dad looks like.
A chunky Urkel.
The dad.
Oh, the dad.
Dad of the other, of the family.
Yeah.
That Urkel bothers.
Family matters.
Yes.
She signs everyone up for the musical, but then we don't even know what the musical's about at this point.
Nobody does.
And then they really push Chad and Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that now.
No, Chad, they're all Taylor, over
they
each
push
other.
Push each other so hard in this one, like them being together.
They're over, but they're all like, on each other.
There's
the whole
no
time.
Electric. There's no. Nothing there, man.
Yeah.
It's like no. Troy and Gabriella have more. They and have this, I hate them.
They have this moment where it's like. Well, I think
I hate them together.
The way they push them, Taylor and Chad, is they say, "Oh yeah, we haven't really alluded to this before, so we'll kind of make it like he has to work for it."
Yeah, you know? Yeah,
and,
that
and,
scene
and that's her and that's Taylor's doing. Which
Taylor's is, such a bitch.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Like,
in all the movies, though,
it makes. Oh well, yeah, I don't like her. I don't know why he would ask her to prom, but I don't know. He likes the abuse, whatever. But.
Maybe. Oh, I'm figuring this out.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense as like a girl, you know, where the guy has to do the work because she has more at stake, you know, with whole, you know, sexual pregnancy and all that shit. You know what I mean? Well, I'm going there because that's what a relationship is. You know what I'm saying? Don't look at me with the side eye.
Well, I'm just
stop staring at me.
Wait, but I'm at an angle. I can't look at you without giving you a side eye.
Yeah.
I'll get
blinders.
Don't do those doe eyes.
Oh, good. Horse blinders.
I got horse blinders.
Horse blinders.
You go forward, and that's it.
Yeah.
Where did you get horse blinders?
Wait, hold on. Finish
You're
your
too
thought.
Big to be a jockey.
Finish your thought about
can I
the.
Put a... Aaron, can you take the saddle off? Take the saddle off.
No. Have you been getting leg?
That's a horrible
a
horse.
Here's a
carrot. That's a horrible and an horse. My bad.
Shit. Yeah. Here's a medley. Of...
Nay.
You gave me a vegetable medley and fruit. Vegetable.
Yeah,
fruit
that's
medley.
What they eat. Yeah, carrots, apples, yeah.
Sugar cubes. I want sugar cubes.
Sugar cubes. Yeah.
That's it.
What were you gonna say? You just got to pregnancy.
No, I mean, like generally, you know, yeah. the girls have but more stakes, so of course they're gonna be like, yeah, whatever.
I didn't.
That's how all girls are.
Hey, I thought he was gonna sing.
Hashtag
a...
not all girls.
I thought he was gonna sing a song for her whenever he was asking her to prom.
I thought a song was
give
gonna
it
happen
up,
too.
Give it up to me, girl.
Throw it back on his dick. Yeah, no, I thought he was gonna do a song too, but he sort of. I don't know why he's so. So shy about it. Like, Chad has never seemed shy to me in any of the movies. But then when
he's
it
hanging
comes
out
to,
with the boys. He's not
he
shy
with
the boys. He's shy with
I mean, he was
girls.
More confident hanging out with Ryan.
And why
in
did
the
she graduate
one,
with...
When they changed clothes.
Yeah, he already had that experience. And then
that's
he was
true.
Like, okay.
And I guess he was like...
Eh, not for me.
Or maybe he was like, maybe I'm bisexual, but, you
right
know,
now
I'm
like...
going to...
I like Taylor.
I'm just kind of into Taylor right now. I like her being mean, even though Ryan's super supportive.
Ryan's supportive.
He's
everybody.
Making poor decisions. You
I
go with Ryan.
Ryan is a person that we could all fall in love with.
Seriously.
Because of how
I already did.
Yeah.
I've already fallen in love
with him. Get in line. I think Chad has, there's a little in depth for his psyche of what types of women he likes, and that's probably from. You know, being at school, having the authority, you know, teachers, you know, like his female focus, right, is all the authority figures that are the teachers, right?
Oh, you think he should be banging the drama club?
No, no, I'm saying that that's his image of what a woman is, and that's and so she's
like domineering.
But also educated. So she's like the teacher role for him, where he's like,
oh no, yeah. And then Gabriella calls her mom later. He's like, she's like, will you stop being my mom?
Yeah,
for one second. And I'm like, that is Taylor. Like Taylor is not a friend at all. She's just like. This person who keeps fucking annoying you and bugging you and then ruins your relationships in two movies.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
She's the fucking worst. And the only reason they're together is because Gabriella's always with Taylor. Yeah. And so Troy's always with Gabriella.
It was just easier.
So it's just like, here's the other girl.
That's true, too. Yeah.
It's like, okay, I guess we're supposed to be together.
It's not really evident that he actually likes her, which is probably why she makes him like, yeah, right, you really want to go. There's no indication. Why are you asking me?
Yeah.
So she's like, so she's right there with the audience like, what? This is out of left field.
I'm so confused.
Fine, you want to know? Speak up, boy. Grab your balls. Yeah. Where's your basketballs
and
now?
He gets up on that fucking table and he's like, Taylor McKenzie.
Yeah. Stepping on people's food.
Oh, dude. I would be pissed. I'd be like, get your fucking shoes off my table, bro.
Yeah, I'm standing over there like, yo, it's lunchtime.
Oh, you're Rocket Man?
That was a line in one.
I think he says that. I think it's Rocket Man who says that.
Did you notice?
Zara.
Did you notice there was a difference in the way that the songs were done in this movie? Because like in the original two movies, whenever people performed songs or anything, I felt like they existed within the universe. Like everybody was actually doing musical numbers. While in this movie, I feel like all the songs were done in their mind.
In musical sense.
Yeah, like they like all of a sudden were like on stage, they were doing all this stuff, and then they would be brought back to reality.
Yeah, like they weren't in that reality. Yeah, like Sharpay was talking about what she wanted.
Yeah. Oh, in the cafeteria, yeah.
And then all of a sudden they were back in the cafeteria after the crazy musical number.
They project the musical world by speaking.
But in the original two, everybody would have just done something in the cafeteria with them. But in this one, it was like, you know, like it kind of like took the songs out of the reality of what was happening and just kind of into their mind.
I kind of liked that song, too.
Which one? Oh, yeah. No, the set pieces also are really cool.
Really
yeah.
fascinating. Bring that one up, Aaron. Would you?
Yeah. Real quick. Did anybody expect Zeke's fucking like
his hip bones?
What?
I never expected.
Did you see Zeke's? All right, you saw Zeke shirtless in this movie.
We did?
You saw Zeke shirtless.
Ooh. Yeah, no, I saw him shirtless. I saw his abs.
Yes. He had like the little fucking.
He spit his hell.
He had the V.
Because he wears those baggy shirts.
I didn't expect him to have
you
that crazy
he's just
V.
Kinda
man.
Like
he had
just,
that V on this
well,
movie.
Well, you imagine he's just like beefy, but you don't imagine him to be shredded. Yeah, and then he's shirtless and he's fucking shredded.
Well, also, what the fuck? Why isn't Zeke ever. After the
fucking
first movie,
go after Sharpay.
Why doesn't he talk to Sharpay? And he's only in the. Why is he only in that little like?
Why did Troy slap him?
Troy did slap him at one point.
Why the fuck?
I forgot. Yeah. Oh, there's some reason. He's like Sharpay's
hell,
beautiful.
He was like,
he's like, bro, stop having feelings for somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what was he saying?
It's
no,
Sharpay,
she's
bro.
My girl?
That bitch should be alone forever.
Oh yeah. What I was talking about earlier, how did Kelsey talk everybody that was never in a musical into being in all these
charisma.
Musicals? Because what's his fuck? Chad never wanted to be. That's his name, right? I'm not just calling him
Chad. Yes.
He never wanted to be in fucking musicals before.
Well, you know, but he sees Troy doing it and looks like fucking fun. Yeah. And I'm sure. And Taylor is probably like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Both ways.
Chad is Troy's. The equivalent of Troy's dad in friend form.
Oh, whoa. So Taylor is the mom in friend form to Gabriella and Chad is the dad?
Yeah.
You mean like when he's like, when Gabriella breaks up with him and then he's like, look, man, like he tries to like give him advice.
Yeah, and it sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. I also don't
Zeke's
understand.
Damn, Zeke.
Damn, he is fit. Oh, look at Ryan's face.
Look at the belly button on that guy.
All right, so wait, what part of this song did you want me to play?
That part.
I just wanted you to play it. I just wanted to hear it.
All right.
And for the audience. I like this song. I think it's fun. And like you said, the set pieces are really. I want it all.
Was whistling at the Audacity window.
Sorry. Oh my God, Ryan's giving it all. He's like, I am gay and I don't give a fuck.
But he's not, right? The actor?
No, the actor is.
Yeah, he said, did really well.
I read an interview that he said he regretted
playing
the character because he thought that like a gay character should have played. Like, well, our gay actors.
Well, you have to say
person.
That now, though. That's like what everybody. And
well,
I just
have to, but that's just his opinion. You don't have to. You can have your own opinion, and that's his opinion.
I think the other thing is, I don't know if that's the case, at least for me in this movie, because they never fully say
it. They don't
ever
say it.
And I think that's the issue. So, I think that anybody could have played this. This character was just confusing me.
I think when he says that, it comes from the perspective of Kenny Ortega, who said
that
Ryan would have come out in college.
Yeah.
Which, it canon to the director. So
Obviously, because Disney didn't want to have that character or whatever, you know, at the time.
Yeah,
or
not yet. I mean, now they're doing
I just believe that, you know, like, what's his name that plays Gandalf or Magneto? Like, he's gay, but he plays
Ian McKellen?
A straight guy, or you could say they're straight. I guess those two characters are bad examples.
Hold on, did you hear that interview where Ian McKellen said that he wishes straight people played all those characters? I remember him saying that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Yeah. And I don't care. I personally don't. Care.
Most people don't care.
I don't care if straight people play gay characters as a gay
feel
as long as it makes
as long as it is done respectively and not like a fucking terrible cliche, you know, bullshit. But like, and Ryan, you know, is great. He's fun and
he does this character.
You know, he's over the top, but he's over the top in like not in a dramatic way.
Yeah,
like
he's over the top in the sense that. Him and Sharpay are both over the fucking
and they're
top.
Rich and snooty, which
I like this.
They said that they're twins in this, which
at. Sorry.
Did they ever establish that?
I guess so. That's funny because the movie has like a twin theme, basically, because you have all the people, the understudies and people coming in that are going to replace them. So you have all these twins. Chad has his Donnie twin or whatever. And Dion twin. And then...
because he's a black character?
No, because that's who they say you're taking over my place. So,
oh, you think he's
going
to take over place of
Rocket Man comes in and says,
they would have, I guess,
I'm going to become him. And then but that Troy kid, says, we're giving you our lockers.
Yeah.
Because you're going to take over our...
I don't
that kid's
that.
Like,
that was why they chased... That's why they had their clothes and they chased him.
That kid's like 4'10". I don't know how he was going to be on the basketball team.
No,
guys are paying attention way more than I am.
Troy can't be on the basketball team. Like, if they play any other high school, everybody's dunking on them. They lose every fucking time. This basketball team is the worst. So, yeah, it's... I do want to comment about Sharpay's... her wardrobe. It's basically Kesha chic. not necessarily here. Here she's more Christina Aguilera.
I was going to say she's more Sia. Oh, no. Christina, I see that too.
Yeah. She has a lot of... And it makes sense for the time period. I don't know. Was Sia around the same? Probably.
All I know is I'd
see... Sia just stands there with a giant wig. I love Sia, by the way. But she stands there like I've listened to her out like all of her albums over.
She's,
and over.
I mean, she was. I think she started. I think she did music and then she stopped and then she was. Then she wrote music, which I think she still does. Writes people's music. She wrote like a million Rihanna hits, and that's why. Like, if you listen to Rihanna songs and then listen to Sia songs, you're like, oh, this sounds like a Sia song because Sia,
that's why they're good.
Sia wrote it.
Yeah,
but. I know, and she wrote other songs too.
Oh, this like, is an. Really they had multiple.
So, I like her story. Sorry, back on to Sia. Before we leave Sia, real quick, I just like her. Yeah, he's putting on the blinders. Thank you. Munch, get your oats. Munch on your oats.
Go on. Go on, Sia.
We're talking about Troy and Gabriella right
now.
No. It was just about like her being shut down, like in relationships or whoever who was around her, basically giving her negative, you know, feedback, you know, like that she'll never make it, that she's not talented, whatever. Kept her. And then she also had like I want to say she had a drug addict problem, but then her coming out of that.
And now she doesn't make music
with I Don't Give a Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of her songs, like Bird Set Free and shit like that. All right. Gabriella's not wearing panties here. Go on.
Troy and Gabriella have multiple songs that I don't remember the tunes.
No, because they're fast forwardable. You can fast forward through every one of their songs.
So this is another.
I'm not saying I did that.
We love each other's songs.
It's only when Kelsey doesn't write them. They're just not good.
Yeah, that's true.
If they sing them by themselves. Wow, that's big. Yeah. There's so many parts where
she's singing over her own voice.
Yes, singing. Yes. Where her she's not singing at all. Like her on like her lips aren't moving, but the vocals are there.
I can hear that too.
Oh God, she's not graceful at all. And can we put her knees away? We don't want to look at Vanessa.
This guy really hates can Vanessa Hudgens.
I don't want to look at Vanessa Hudgens' knees. Okay. I don't think she has attractive knees.
Oh.
See, why right there, that's Kesha. Sharpay is wearing Kesha chic right there.
Oh, the shirts, chat shirts. What were they this?
This one says Greenster.
Greenster.
Chad's. Let's see if Chadster. We can find more Chad shirts because Chad shirts are always
they're legendary.
Are they
were.
Wait.
He's wearing a sweater.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think he sold out.
What the fuck?
And then this this song is great.
Go. This is what
this
I
song.
Get
this
to.
Song is great.
Okay, so Aaron,
this one is just a dragon.
The junkyard.
Oh, it's like an Ed Hardy shirt. Okay, you asked in the previous High School Musical episode, do they get jobs because they talk about getting. Well, you ask if he gets a car, and then you asked if, or
it doesn't matter. Go on.
You asked if he gets they get a job out of, the summer school thing.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you're gonna have to wait till the third one to see.
Did they?
Yeah.
Was that a job?
They work there.
What?
Yeah. They run the junkyard.
That's how he got the piece of junk truck, I assume.
Yeah, they work. That's their job.
Hold on 1 second.
They work for Hephaestus.
Hold on. I did not get
that's
that.
That's why he goes, you know where the keys are at.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's why
me?
They're there.
Are you fucking kidding? No.
You didn't connect that?
I did not connect that.
I didn't either.
That's their job.
I just thought they knew this crazy
you thought they
dude.
Were just going to some wrestler that owned a...
Junkyard.
Yeah. Junkyard.
I thought they just knew everybody.
Hey, guys, what's up?
I thought just everybody knew everybody in Albuquerque.
Good to see you, boys. I'll be doing WWE Mania this weekend, so I need y'all
fucking
to... Hell. Here's the keys. Y'all walked over to...
Are you fucking kidding me?
Tell your dad I said hey.
Oh yeah, there was the song about prom and stuff.
Wait, hold up. You're not gonna play the fucking...
I am, that's after this.
Alright, that's right.
That's after this.
Alright, you motherfucker. Alright, the prom song is...
prom song.
It's not bad either. Wait, go back. There's actually some good choreography in the prom song.
I haven't done any... I haven't gone anywhere!
This is perfect for listeners of the podcast. They can't see what we're talking about,
right,
but they
okay.
will listen
what
to it.
What part do you want? All right, I'm just
no,
going
to just play there. Okay, whatever. I want you to play there because it's right after the...
Damn, listen to that choreography.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, this sounds... I like
it. Yeah, the boys are like, I don't give a shit what I'm wearing
or
whatever.
Which I think is funny.
I like the mirror setup because it's like there's no mirror there and they're looking through.
Oh, okay, I want to ask... Hey,
why isn't
Ryan
right
just... There. No, you needed what I want
to
talk about.
Okay, I meant to pause it. I'm sorry.
Okay, listen to Ryan when Ryan... Go. Hey, you've been in there an hour, man. Okay, pause it. They're clearly in their own bathroom. Who is bothering him to come out of the bathroom?
It's himself.
Because look, her bathroom says Sharpay Evans on the walls.
Yeah.
His was like a hat and a cane on the walls. That's his bathroom. Who the fuck is bothering him?
Hold on, I wanted to,
they don't have other siblings.
Real quick, I wanted to talk about Ryan's fashion. I would, whenever I saw
you'd
him.
You'd wear the cane hat?
No. Whenever I saw him without a hat in this scene, in this song, I was like, why doesn't he not wear fucking hats? His hats make him look so stupid. Don't wear a hat. You know what I mean? Like, just don't wear a hat.
He would wear that fedora.
Also.
At an angle.
Kelsey.
Straighten it up.
Also, Kelsey switched from wearing stupid fucking hats to wearing just a beanie every now and then. And then
I'm so glad she's not wearing the beanie anymore, though.
She wore she wore the beanie twice in this movie.
But
then she kind of stopped in the movie.
Her hair looks so good without it.
No.
Like.
You remember at the end of the first movie where you were like, oh, in the second movie, she's not going to wear stupid hats. And then in the second movie, she was like, I'm back with the hats, motherfucker. And
then
you're like, No, no, that's what Kelsey said.
Oh, that's okay.
And then she's like, I'm back, baby, with
oh,
hats.
That's right.
And you're like,
glasses in her hand, like, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful at the end of the first movie. And then she was like, no.
She's like, I can't see.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going back to this.
And I'm bald.
Yeah.
Puts her wig back.
And then in this movie, she's like, oh, yeah, I remembered 3 years ago they talked about my hair and me looking nice. I should probably just do that. Like, and so she actually, like, I don't know. And then at the very, very end, they were like, or during this, I think it's this number, they're like, oh, who's that? Who's in? And she's all decked out during the prom number.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's
yeah.
all decked out or whatever.
They here, keep playing it because okay. there's.
What the fuck does that mean? I look like a waiter.
I don't know. Is that? I guess it's an insult to food. Waiter.
In the service industry.
Oh, I like the. They shake the dads and then they all kneel because it's like grips. So, I like that. That's creepy.
Also, Albuquerque has. This school has so much money for production value on their play because this is the part of the play, right? Like, because after. At the end of this, they're like, yay, or whatever, and they cheer or whatever. But this is part of the play that they're like practicing. They have so much production value.
I don't think they have a play. I think the play is all meta. It's just them talking about them going to high school.
Yeah, I think this is what the performance would have been, but Gabriella wasn't even here for this.
But what I like about these set pieces is... Oh, damn, funky! Oh, I'm sorry, hold on. Whoa, wow. Ooh,
Oh, look at him!
Oh, this is the part.
Yeah, he looks the best dressed. He looks cool. He looks like the fucking Riddler.
Oh, my God.
He should have played the Riddler.
Okay, it's...
Whoa!
My favorite part is in a second.
All right, where at?
It's just about to happen.
All right,
it's... They also... Oh, here we go. It's my favorite.
Okay, they're doing some 70s.
They're doing all the 70s.
The disco, yeah.
Fucking leg kicks, arm slaps. I'm like, I was just watching this going, this is the most choreography I've seen out of their song. Like, look at this, so much happening.
Did the movie make money?
Oh, yeah.
Did the money make movie?
This movie made money.
In theaters?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so wait, what's the part?
That's it?
Jesus Christ, can we get off the marimba?
This is the part. Were you not listening to me? What the fuck? I said this is the part right here where they're doing all the fucking arm movements and shit.
Anyway, the set piece is like, yo, I think it gives like high schools like this false sense of like, yo, we could put that on because they've already got the... set pieces there visualized of like basically what they could do.
Mm-hmm.
And so they could just totally.
It's easy.
Yeah, replicate everything they see there.
Oh, the only thing they got to put effort into is the choreography and then the songs.
What the fuck is with Zac Efron's cholo outfit?
Thank you.
That he has at the junkyard.
He totally does.
Scene.
He's got the bandana.
He has the bandana on his head. He might as well have. Just
button the top button,
and wow. Then it would have been 100% cholo. Like, I was so confused on his outfit.
Yeah, he's got a teardrop tattoo and everything.
Yeah. He immediately... Oh, fuck, dude.
He's like, Santa Vaca, Holmes.
Yeah, that's how, yeah.
Wow, this is amazing.
It is.
So, released in 2008.
Okay.
So, get that in your head, the release here.
Get it.
So, the budget was $11 million.
Okay, not
that's
that much.
It.
Okay.
That's very little.
Damn.
Box office, yeah. $252 million. That's a huge increase.
Why didn't they do College School Musical?
I don't know. I want that too.
Why
college
didn't they fucking?
Musical.
They could have made. Yeah. Actually,
the
you know
fan
what?
The, base is growing.
University
up with
Musical.
Them.
Actually, the reason why that one made so much money, obviously, is because it was the first one in theaters and it's the only one that was in theaters.
And well, and it built such
I mean?
A following up to
from
that
the
point.
First two. Yeah, if they did another one.
What about Adult School Musical?
They all have to go back to Adult School. That's so sad.
Oh man!
It turns out our diplomas
it's just
weren't valid.
No, it's what's his face? It's the guy who. He's a part of the basketball team. I can't
Rocket
remember
Man?
His name.
Jimmy?
No, he's been all in all of them.
The goofy looking one that looks
Zeke?
The
he's
most
the one
average.
Who's always hanging out with Zeke, and he
looks the most average.
He looks the most old. Like yeah. He looks like fucking
I know you're talking about.
Jesus.
Late 30s or something.
He's like kind of chubby.
Yeah, he's a chubby face. But yeah. At the end when...
he looks like a fat version of Zac Efron.
At the end, ooh. The drama teacher's like saying all their names and then where they're going. And what? He says his name and she goes, congratulations, you graduated. Like, you good job. And he's like, yes. And that was it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's too stupid to go anywhere.
He's got his cap is like a ball cap.
Oh, yes.
With the fucking...
yeah, it's a baseball cap. Yeah.
And he also said before that, prior, that he's like, I don't have time to do this musical. I have to retake my finals for the third time or something
like
that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he did say that too.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, he had
the third time?
Yeah.
They let you just do that?
I was confused on how any of them have time to do anything.
At the end of the year.
How any of them have time to do anything at this school?
They don't. Because they don't have homework.
Yeah,
they don't. Actually, no. I forgot. Gabriella mentions
homework.
He makes a joke about the homework,
and he's like, "I was kidding."
And she's like, "Oh, actually, we should do our homework."
He's like, yeah. Oh man, that's when they're on the hammock, right? And the mom comes out. The hammock steals the scene because it's so fucking loud. The Foley work on the hammock. I'm just like, I couldn't even follow.
Foley work.
The mom
went a little too ham on it.
The mom does ham? So much just
rom ham,
fucking staring at Gabriella. Like the scene where Taylor and her are up at the up in the room, and she comes over to hug her. And then they're having this like nice moment, and then the mom comes in and just fucking judgy as shit.
Yeah. No, she's just like, just like dead stare,
and evil, and then fucking evil stare. And then Taylor's like, I fucking have to go.
She's scared for her
life.
And
then Taylor leaves, and then the mom all of a sudden's like, oh, I'm not that bad of a person, and walks over to her like, hi,
well,
honey.
Then Gabriella runs from her to the fucking onto the
balcony,
and the mom's like. Going after her.
Yeah, with the chancla and everything.
And then she hugs chancla.
Wait, does Gabrielle have a dad? No.
No.
The dad died?
I think the dad died. I think the dad left. I think they mentioned the first one.
Oh, okay. The dad's just gone? Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Also, why was the mom so totally cool with like her daughter not getting her diploma at the school, not graduating, not like finishing the school year? Also, can you just not finish the school year now for the last 4 weeks of school, like the last month of school you don't have to go to?
It's about the timing. The college comes first. You had to be onboarded.
Why would college do that?
That's the way they do it.
Why would the university be like, hey, don't finish high school. Come to the honors program.
Sorry, that's Stanford for you.
Yeah, we're Stanford. That's where she went. And it made no sense.
Can we talk about Tree Bolton for a minute?
Every time you just kept getting into the tree.
I guess I just, what's his reason for getting in trees?
He sees things better.
I just see better from over here.
Just perched.
Really, yeah, it makes no sense. Like, it makes sense because that was not ever established in previous.
It helps my bowels.
All right, ready? This is all the information we get about her dad. Not much is known about her dad. Gabriella's dad, except for the fact that he taught Gabriella how to waltz when she was a little girl.
That's true.
All the information we get in this movie. This one, yeah. So yeah, I think he's dead.
I said that in this movie.
I'm going to go with he's a secret agent, maybe.
Secret agent man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Something like Spy Kids.
Oh.
Yeah. Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas is your dad.
Oh, my God. I love him in Spy Kids. He's so funny.
All right. Let's play some of this
The Junkyard Action Kill Bill. Turn into kids. Running around.
This is... my favorite song
when
the
they turned in when they turned into kids. I was fucking rolling. It was great.
Yep.
Okay,
I
here we go.
This is the equivalent to the Troy golf course performance. Like this is the song,
not the one that he had his own.
Oh yeah,
like lightning. That was not equivalent to that. I thought
This is. I mean, like, you know, like that was insane and hilarious. This is that for this movie. Oh, this song.
Yeah. Doesn't every song sound exactly the same?
No, Al, the boys are back. So they're just fucking around. Like, that's all they do all at the show. Keep coming with the ride when the fight the guitar. Undefeated
here in our house, yeah. Oh shit, it's a Stephen King now. The car the I like car it. Came alive. Oh.
They're just
Well, you know what this made me think? That why isn't Zac Efron in Marvel Universe?
Maybe one day. He's way fitter now, too.
Yeah, because he's got like a 16-pack, so why the fuck?
Yeah, he's got the daddy quality now.
Yeah. He... Wait, what?
Huh?
Daddy.
No, I think... I think it, I think at some point he should... Because he's fucking built as shit now.
He could have been Eros.
Yeah. I mean, and there's so many characters. Why not have him?
Hairstyles kind of looks... Like, if you look up a picture of Eros, like, he actually kind of looks like him.
Like, and the fan base for this is grown up watching Marvel movies, so what the fuck? Why is that a missed opportunity? He doesn't want to do it? What's going on?
They probably just haven't offered anything to him.
Bullshit!
He could have been the Kid Harington character.
Who the hell is Kid Harington?
What?
Kit Harington.
Jon Snow?
Yeah, Kit Harington. Now, Kid Harington sounds like a rapper name.
Yo, Kid Harington.
Kid Harington.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. Yo, I'm about to do
no,
some
yeah, this,
blow.
This song, blow and then they have all the...
Blow.
All the, all the, like, mechanics come and start dancing with them.
I was
going
to say apocalyptic. Like, the scream scene.
Yeah, that's the... That's, Thelma and Louise. Yeah.
Oh, here's the part where they turn into children. I loved this. I laughed so hard when they were fucking
the
children.
Okay, the Corbin Blue kid is given way more than the Troy kid.
Given more.
Like, he's just a better actor.
Whoa!
This looks so much fun, though, the when they're riding the tire.
With giant tire.
I want to do that.
It became like a Cirque du Soleil like
it did, yeah. Scene. Stomp Cirque du Soleil,
yeah.
And none of those dudes, no, in a real junkyard, none of those dudes like any of that shit.
No, they fucking love all that shit, man.
Maybe I'm profiling, stereotyping.
Yeah, stereotyping like junkyard guys not liking musicals,
yeah.
And stuff.
He's like, hey, you guys know where the key is. I'm going to go. I've got tickets to a musical.
Sound of Music. I love it.
I'm going to see Avengers the Musical.
Yeah,
Steve
Avengers
Rogers
musical.
Steve Rogers musical.
Look at her stupid, the mom's stupid face in the scene.
Dude,
okay,
she's
sorry.
Just a blur in the background all the time.
What else have we got? Oh, yeah, there's the song where they're on the balconies singing.
Don't even remember
that whatever song. Fucking song.
I don't even remember the scene. Okay, skip it.
That's one of her themes, too, yes. Yeah, so Gabriella doesn't like change.
No, she fucking hates it.
No, the thing is that's how she's been raised. And so then that's where she goes... She has that moment where she's like, what if I'm trying to convince my mom for us to stay here another year and then I'll just like go to Stanford later. Like, I'll just take some classes here at U of A because she's tired of doing the same thing. Like, she's just, like she said, her fucking life is just speeding up and she's like, I'm tired of that shit.
She
hasn't had
time to reflect is basically what she... She wants to reflect so bad that she basically wants to kill herself. She says, I want life to come to a grinding halt. I'm like, whoa, Gabrielle, chill.
I want to end it all.
That's why they're ghosts.
A little dramatic.
Because she already did kill
exactly.
herself. I liked how pissed off the dad got in this scene.
I'm kind of confused
terrible
kind of changed the dad again.
His hair, at least.
Like, I mean, like, his thoughts. Like, you know, in the first one, he's like, I want you to just be happy. Like, I want you to do what you want to do. So he lets him be in the musical. But then when it goes back to him,
Juilliard,
a possibility of them going to Juilliard, he's like, what the fuck, bro?
Well, maybe there is.
But he's not that mad, though.
Schools, I mean, is this serious?
Yeah, U of A isn't the only school that's talked to me, Dad. You know that.
But it's the only school we talked about.
Because that's all that matters.
So, no, but here's the thing. He doesn't say a single thing in that conversation that that I think would fully imply that he's like, no, you can't go to the school. He just wants to know what's going on.
Exactly.
And then Troy's reaction is like, well, what the fuck's it matter?
Yeah.
Fucking, it's all only matters to you. Yeah. And then he gets mad and runs away. And I'm like,
he kind of misinterprets it. But the dad wants to know if he's serious about doing the thing. Whatever he's going to do, he wants to know that he's basically all in to do it so he doesn't do it half-ass and fall
he
off.
Wants to know that his son is... Exactly. He wants to know his son will be happy with the choice he makes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Troy comes to that realization at the end of the first one.
And Troy's still making decisions
again,
based
everything
on
just resets, Eric, in these
pussy.
Movies. Everything resets in these movies.
Yeah. But also what
if
his...
If they reset, yes.
But also what his parents want or his dad wants. He's not even living what he wants.
Well, that was also the first one.
You know, I was
that's why he chooses both.
No, and that's why at the end of the movie, whenever he chooses...
To Berkeley.
He chooses basketball... And her.
Basketball.
Like, he's like, I choose basketball.
Doesn't Towley choose
and you're
the
like,
same thing?
Basketball?
In South Park?
Basketball?
Towley.
No, they're like, you either got to the joint or save your friends. And he's like, I choose both.
That's true. But the thing is, it's like he...
It's like a Popeye moment.
He like does it. It really points out by the end of this movie that he never gave a shit about musicals or being in theater or any of that stuff. He only did any of it just for Gabriella. Like, that was it.
For
he wasn't
knees, baby.
He wasn't even good. Like, they even, like, once Gabriella was gone out of the musical, he's like, I'm fucking up everything. Like, I'm forgetting my lines. I'm forgetting my dance numbers. I'm not good at it.
Because he's thinking about her.
The only reason he did any of
that
it.
Smush mush.
Was because of Gabriella. Was because of that smush mush.
What is that from?
I don't know.
That was the South Park?
That gush tush.
That's a cartoon where they, like.
Nah, Snoo Snoo from Futurama.
Oh, Snoo Snoo. Thank you. But that's the creatures.
So we have this amazing.
No, the Snoo Snoo is them killing, them, having sex with them to death.
They crush
their pelvises.
The
CGI.
The CGI.
Can I just see this
really
CGI
bad,
basketball
but...
real quick? Voices
in my head. You know what it's like? It's like a screensaver. The basketballs look like screensavers.
Ooh, he kicked that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ooh! Balls are in my hand, baby. I mean, I gotta say
his choreography got
shit.
3D. He threw that best ball at us.
That actually made me go, like, flinch.
Which was crazy. They, like, spent a budget to, like, they spent a budget to spin this fucking building. Yeah, this built this room.
That's true. It doesn't really go back that far. That's just a picture.
Yeah, that's a picture. But it still looks really good.
Would you go see this?
The lighting on it.
If they re-released it in theaters? It does. It looks great.
No.
No. I have it on Disney Plus. Why would I go see it in theaters? also, this song,
3D?
I liked this song.
3D.
Yeah, 3D. I liked this song, his solo song in this one more than I liked his solo song
in
the last one.
Wait, he's about
to
say the scream thing where he screams.
Oh, here, I think.
It's a great place to scream.
Oh, no. Wait, he's going to do it in a second. When he his scream is made me laugh out loud, though. Oh, you might have to skip a little bit. Or we're just going to listen to him. Yeah, he just has, like, these moments.
He's going to explode, dude. Like,
I know. He is having a mental breakdown.
He's a time bomb. He's a ticking fucking time bomb.
He's going to kill himself along with Gabriella. They're both going to just...
I mean, that
or Juliet.
He may become a superhero. Tree Bolton.
Tree Bolton.
That's so ridiculous.
I at the end of this
tree
song,
bolt.
I was so confused because, one, he broke into the school.
Look at him. He's standing like a superhero.
No, Aaron.
He broke into the school.
No.
He just waited after hours for them to lock him inside.
His dad has keys to the...
So he stole the keys from his dad.
He's a thief. He's not a breaker. Right. He does not a B&E.
And then he ends up... So he's going around the whole school singing. He ends up on the stage singing.
That's true.
In the auditorium.
It did happen.
Where the... Where the fucking teacher is just sitting in the auditorium.
She explains why she's there.
I understand. It's just weird.
It's in the dark, which I don't understand. Why would she be working in the dark?
She was probably freaked out like ghosts, because she forgot she was a ghost.
I like how... it would have been really funny, like, if she's sitting there working... Because I would have...
Around him.
I like how she just allows him to keep doing whatever he... Like, she's just sitting there working, and she's like...
And he's like...
Yeah, doing his dancing and shit.
He's about to scream.
Yeah, and then she's like, "What are you doing here?" I think the song explained it enough, lady. Yeah. Like what I'm doing here, but whatever, I'll explain.
Troy Burton.
Yeah, Troy. Yeah, she's yeah.
She British or she not British?
I put in your application for Julia.
Yeah, which was
you did that.
Yeah.
You did that. Oh. You skipped over the screen.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I'll rewind it. I'm going to have it turned up so you can.
That's him becoming Wolverine. That's him getting adamantium.
Oh, there you go. He's
going to
get Wolverine now. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the way he's aged.
Actually, I'm thinking more Cyclops, but.
No, really? he's gotten so. He's really beefy and wide. And
is Cyclops?
And he's
beefy?
Hairy. He's super hairy, so he could easily do Wolverine. He's not that tall.
Okay. Well.
Ak Efron.
I'm down.
Yeah, my bad.
Ak Efron 2022. Let's see him, baby. Let's see that Ak Efron.
My bad.
Oh, that's not it. Go to the beard.
Damn!
The beard. No, where's the one where it's him in
well,
the...
Well, that's his Baywatch.
The, where's
Baywatch.
The photos they took? Yeah, that's a little older.
Damn it, I need to
there's
go work out
of him,
right
like,
now.
Fully shirtless and he's hairy.
Oh, yeah, that... Oh, yeah, because that's...
I remember seeing that and everyone was posting about it on...
Yeah, that was his, like, more recent... that was whenever he did
Instagram
the...
Instagram thirst trap.
Instagram
right
thirst
there.
Trap.
Click that.
Oh, shirtless?
Oh, fuck.
You said
it's
this,
a whole fucking scroll.
This is a whole...
Fuck, just, what is this?
Well, you made me do this, Eric. What is this bullshit? Hold on. Calm down.
What do you
calm
want?
Down.
You want hairy nipples?
I'm just going to search
Aaron's,
hairy.
Aaron's... There you go.
There you go.
See, he could be Wolverine.
So what this is for, that he did a like a documentary type
thing.
I'm thinking
thing. Shia LaBeouf is Wolverine, okay? He's a Cyclops.
No, I'm good.
Who's Jean Grey?
I don't... Shia LaBeouf to be
fucking... Shia
why
LaBeouf.
Not?
That sounds terrible.
Okay. That was great to me. He's got a beard, too. And he's hairier. He's shorter.
And crazier.
Yeah.
He's a psycho.
More volatile.
Well, like a Wolverine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All
right. Okay, so this song...
Miss D?
Yeah, Miss D.
Damn.
Miss D's nuts.
D's nuts. Got it.
Yeah, then her saying, okay, what's going on over here?
The mom touches
Chad Weird.
Mom
touches Chad really weird.
They fucked or something.
Really?
She's like,
I'm telling you, Chad.
She like rubs his face.
Yeah, daddy.
Right here.
She's like, good job. You're a good kid or something like that.
Too. Yeah. Hold on. So,
she's wearing a beanie. Take the fucking beanie
she
off.
She wears a beanie. Whoa, this picture.
Oh,
I paused it at a weird spot. Zac Efron is behind his mom about to kiss his mom's cheek, and it looks...
He's breathing hot.
It looks like
air.
It might as well be on Pornhub. Yeah,
play the music.
Play the music. That's just a scene.
All I thought of was bum 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 bum, but that's
what?
Not...
What?
Yeah,
that's the Pornhub music.
That's not Pornhub.
Isn't that
Law and Order?
Bum bum. Just raw, hard fucking... That's where they switch positions
theme.
Is on that part.
Yeah. Al, this part right here. So they're talking. So this is him. So watch the mom.
Gorgeous. Oh.
Yeah, I'd like to take credit, but Gabriella picked it out. So.
Oh, and I ordered that corsage that you showed me. It's going to be perfect.
Oh, thanks, mom.
Oh, you did good. good.
Andrew? Hey, it's
Gabriel. I wonder if, like, he didn't have a line there. And so he just responded initially, and he was like, oh, fuck, I got food in my mouth. And he's just like, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, here's the dad scene. Okay, so should we preface anything that's going on in the story?
No,
I mean, we haven't really done that.
The story is they're going through senior year. They're trying to figure out how they're going to go to prom and have a spring.
No, I mean, like, what's happening right now where we're skipping to. I don't mean start from the beginning. I just mean, like, what's the
other notes?
The wrap
up. Did you have notes?
Did you have any notes?
I didn't write any
notes.
What
are your notes?
I didn't take any notes.
Damn.
I've seen this movie 3 times. I don't want to write notes.
High School Musical 3.
High School Musical 3 times.
What's the piano girl's name?
Kelsey.
Kelsey Grammer.
I think it was
Kelsey Clinton.
Maybe. I think.
Kelsey?
Is that Rush Hour?
Yeah, I'm doing the outtakes.
Sorry. Go on.
I think she can't sing. She can play piano very well.
At the end, her voice is a little. She starts the musical, which I'm like.
It's like a weird.
Yeah, she starts the musical.
She's holding back, is what it sounds like. It sounds like she's holding back from projecting.
Yeah, I'm like, well, it just sounds like off a key or something. I'm like, because Ryan can sing, or whoever's singing for Ryan. I don't know.
No, it's
Ryan.
Oh, thank God.
It's not like Zac Efron, where in the first one, it's half him, half someone else.
I guess basically.
Oh, yeah, I can't believe they did that.
It's so weird.
What we've come out of this with is that we like Ryan.
I think
100%.
I think ending statement.
We want a Ryan spinoff.
Ryan should have had his own spinoff.
Yeah, him and Juilliard. The end of I don't know the whole time
Juilliard.
Whenever they were just deciding the Juilliard. Also, God, that fucking ending was just that whole. How excited the whole audience was for the play.
Was
really
insane.
Confused me.
Oh,
they were
then,
so fucking like they were all they oh, were so fucking excited.
Well, when Sharpay comes out and she's doing Gabriella's part, and because Gabriella and Troy aren't there, they're still traveling from California back to New Mexico, and so they're not there. So they're like, okay, well, we'll. Oh well, actually, no. At that point, Gabriella, they've already revealed that she can't do the play, so Sharpay has taken over that role.
Yes.
So then she thinks she's going to do it with Troy, but Troy's not there yet. So then the understudy is Rocket Man.
Yeah.
And then, so she starts to do the song, the performance on the stage during the musical, and then he's not there. Rocket Man doesn't show up.
So what you're saying is you want me to play when Rocket Man shows up.
Yes. I want you to play that because the excitement from the audience, they love this fuck up. They love the fuck up. But then they think it's intentional, I think, too.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, because he's wearing the cologne that makes her sneeze. She doesn't like.
Okay, this is his cue, the miles apart. He's not there.
Oh, yeah. He built the anticipation.
And he was nervous. They showed he was nervous before this.
Even if we're miles and miles and miles apart.
Right.
I think we have a problem.
Okay, Mr. Juilliard.
The
crowd is so into it.
Is that what the wardrobe was? Or did he just like fall into
it's a prince and then the like I'm a chameleon singer or something? I don't know what this fucking look is.
Did you see this one little kid?
His voice is fine.
Hold on, I'm gonna. Sorry, we're rewinding it a minute.
Yay!
The problem though is when you sing with Sharpay, your voice needs to be dominant to rival with hers because otherwise, her song. Oh my God, that girl's face.
That everybody girl is dead every inside. Everybody so they cut to the audience. It's at 1:30. It's an hour 34 minutes in 48 seconds.
Oh, Lord.
They cut to the audience and everybody in the audience is fucking loving it. They're laughing. They're having a blast at this moment that Sharpay is looking stupid on stage because everybody in Albuquerque slightly hates Sharpay.
She's a Sharpay fan.
That little girl, there's a little girl in dead center that is not having a good time.
That's
at this.
Right, dead center.
Well, yeah. You know why? It's probably this was like 2 hours of just recording their reactions, and they're reacting to nothing, you know, for the director. And then she's probably just like, why did I sign up to do this? Like, it was just extras.
Why did my parents bring me here? Fucking ridiculous.
Look, she's just dead inside.
I was touched by a producer.
God, she's that so whole dead little, on it.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
No, yeah, it's. I don't know why they allowed him to come out on the stage wearing what he's wearing. The audience loves him for some fucking reason.
His waist is way too long.
They even had a lighting cue, like the thunder part for him to jump out on, which was weird. It's like they planned it.
Well, yeah, fuck Sharpay.
Yeah.
Well, her whole scheme in this one, because she has a scheme in all of them.
Her scheme was weird, because her scheme was like, whenever she was like, I'm going to get her to go to Stanford. Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. I like that scheme.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, she's already...
Sorry, Alan's
Well, she's already planning on... She wants to go to Stanford, right?
Yeah.
And she's already in the honors thing, so she's going to go check it out or whatever. But her whole scheme, Sharpay's scheme, is just... Tell everyone that she is going to Stanford?
Because then it solidifies the fact that she's going to go if everybody knows.
I know, but her thought process is she's not going to be there for the musical. Yeah, that was already going to happen.
Yeah.
She was already going to go. Telling everyone doesn't change that she's still not going to be there for the musical.
No, all it did was like upset it just, everything. Yeah.
It just, yeah, all it did was make Troy upset because Troy's like, you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't... Why, you told everyone but me? Like, what
and
the...
She's like, I didn't, really.
Well, she didn't even... No, she doesn't even clear that up.
No one clears anything up in
these
movies.
No one ever explains anything. They just, like, something happens, and they're like, ugh.
That's how you keep the fucking plot going, man. You need to cause them complications. Can't be fucking
causing complications in the high school musical. And the... I'm dead.
So I'm gonna play her like talking to the seniors. I was confused also. I was like, are they graduating on stage? I'm so confused on what's happening. Like, because I didn't know what was real and what wasn't real. It was the play still.
This is the musical version of the audition or of the graduation.
Juilliard School Scholarship recipient.
I think Kelsey deserves it. She's great. And then,
I feel like she should have made a bigger, like, what the fuck? You know, that she gets to go to Juilliard.
Yeah, she should have started fucking breakdancing on the floor.
Yeah, something exciting. Also, she doesn't have parents, I guess, to get excited for her, so the whole audience.
Kelsey's an orphan. Yeah.
Kelsey's an orphan. Yeah.
And why was, is it, oh, Taylor. Why did Taylor graduate with honors in political science? I thought she was like a chemist or something.
I thought
like,
she was just
I thought
science,
she had a career.
Science.
They're like, political science. I'm like, wait,
oh, that's
no,
what she's going to go to school for?
She's going
to
be...
Or that's what
she's
she...
going to be a high school teacher.
Well, yeah. Gabriella is going to school for pre-law or something.
Yeah, she's
going to
start pre-law.
I'm like, law? You're about science people. What the fuck? You were being science nerds.
Makes no sense.
I thought they were going to be chemists too, or
Jason
a bioengineer.
Oh, here it is.
Oh.
You did it. You graduated.
Burn!
Yeah, way to
40-year-old man. He looks 40. Like, look at him.
Taylor McKessie, Yale University, with honors political science. And I am pleased
with
to announce that due to the excellent display here this evening,
yes,
the Juilliard
the
School
worst.
Has made an extraordinary decision.
The weird part is that they were only offering one scholarship in all of Albuquerque. That's fucked.
Four possible people to take it.
But only one. Yeah, they were only offering
one.
Yeah.
Junior is like being offered a Juilliard scholarship.
Can be only one.
Congratulations, Mr. Ryan Evans, choreographer.
Look, Sharpay's not even upset. No. She's seeing there is like a moral compass.
You know why
to
she's
her. Look.
You know why she's not upset? Because 5 seconds ago she suddenly made a decision and told the teacher what she was going to do with her life.
Okay, Evans, University of Albuquerque Performing Arts.
She's going to U of A.
Miss Evans has agreed to return to East High next fall to assist me in running the drama department.
When the
Dude,
fuck
she's
did gonna that?
Be a fucking drama teacher.
When the fuck did that, like, when did she decide that? Like, she was when
right
she was in the
now.
She was like, she just decided that
she was after she walked off stage. She went directly to her
and was like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna come back next year.
She goes,
year and
you
I'm
know what?
You.
I'm gonna stop being a bitch. Well, not all the time.
I'm gonna be a bitch to that British girl over there. I'm gonna be a super bitch to her though.
Fuck,
super bitch.
Yo, you're right.
Yeah.
Yo, she's gonna make that bitch's life a living hell.
Yeah, she's like,
that's what her fucking plan is.
Yeah, that's
spite.
Her scheme.
It's all spite. Oh.
It's a spite. Yeah. She's like, you know what? I don't want to do. I'm going to live my life for spite.
Aaron,
now.
That's fucking some big brain shit. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, she mad.
A senior.
Yeah, look, she even's like, I'll see you next fall, bitch.
Tiara Gold, man.
I like how they also put Troy's. I also like how they put Troy just on the fucking spot that he has to make a decision right now in front of this whole audience at the play that he. Like, is going to make his life decision. Like, it's like...
Troy.
I don't think we're at the play anymore. I think this is graduation.
No, that's what I thought, too, but it is the play.
After.
The graduation is outside whenever he's doing a speech a second later.
Yeah, that's
do
the graduation. This is the play version of the graduation.
Which is also weird.
But I've also chosen theater.
Have you?
Yeah, he's not good at either of them. So what the fuck?
The University of California, Berkeley, offers me both.
That's I hope everyone gives a shit.
One love.
But most of all, I choose the person who inspires
Dude,
my heart.
Dude, Gabrielle is shitting her pants right now.
That's why I picked a school.
Theater.
That's exactly
so
it's shitting.
Like 7.
Oh my god.
Miles from you.
Oh my fucking god. Dios mío.
Again,
they
why?
Show her family. Yeah. And it looks like there's people behind them that is also her family.
Part of the family. Why, again, why didn't he tell her this ever in the movie
because
that this was an
option? Because he wanted that bitch to cry on stage.
Gabriela
Montez.
Stanford University.
I would have been like, hey, pre-law. If I was the teacher, I'd be like, that's my fucking job to say the names.
Mr. Chad Danforth, University of Alabama.
And Chad ain't even there.
No, Chad, a little bitch. Chad ran off to go play basketball with himself.
Chad was like, this is the last time I'm going to be in the gym. But then literally, no, it's not, because you still have a couple more days before graduation. Like, it wouldn't be right after each other.
No, yeah.
That's not how high school
It's not
work.
Like the next day after the musical is.
Yeah, they would never do that.
Yeah. The spring musical.
Aaron, it's musical.
All right, you know what? I won't play this. I'll play it at the end. I'll play the High School Musical song at the
outro?
End of
all
the
right.
As the outro.
All right, so we have some closing remarks.
Yeah, can we get a consensus on if anybody else in this room loved high school as much as these characters do?
No one ever did.
No. And we're just a microcosm, basically, of everybody else in the world.
I think.
Who just hated high school, too. It's, like, very rare.
I mean, there's some people you meet.
I'm sure,
like,
there's some people that are like,
was the shit, you know?
I didn't like high school when I was in it, but thinking back at it now, I have fond memories of stuff that happened in high school.
Yeah.
Was it great all the time? Fuck no.
Fond musicals?
Like 70% of high school fucking sucked.
Yeah.
But
why?
There was 30%. It's just you know, just the atmosphere with
of the people,
the
that's
students,
right.
And then also the teachers. I had a lot of teachers that weren't very good at teaching, and then when I would be confused about something, they didn't really help me. And so there was like, it was like these two things that make up high school, and they're both a fucking bummer. So it's like 70% of it sucked, but then 30% of it. I would say there's 30% of fun memories with friends and maybe some moments with teachers that I did like, that, you know, had a good time with because they actually kind of cared. And so it wasn't all bad, but it definitely wasn't this shit.
Yeah.
It was
there wasn't the camaraderie of the whole school.
Not every, yeah.
Every classroom.
If high school was like this where everyone supported each other, I would have never wanted to leave. I would have been like, everyone is so sweet and caring and loving. Yeah. I just want to stay here forever and hang out with these people forever.
No, yeah.
But that's not, this is no.
I didn't talk to half the, I mean, he says this in the movie though, like,
If it wasn't for you,
I wouldn't have talked to like half the fucking people that I talk to now. You know what I mean?
Because
he said he used to just walk by people. So obviously it was Gabriela Montes that, you know, changed.
Gabriela Montes.
It changed the whole like dynamic.
Tries.
Changed the whole dynamic of Albuquerque, because Albuquerque wasn't the way that it was until she showed up. Until Vanessa Hudgens walked through the door.
Until the Hudgens.
And was like, I'm going to make that boy
my wife.
I'm going to make that boy my wife.
Gabriela Mountains.
I'm going to make that boy my wife.
Yeah. I'm going to make him touch my mountains and get up in his wap. Yep.
Where that? No, it's wab. Wet-ass bussy.
Yeah, they definitely never did anything beyond kissing, because they looked, I mean, they barely...
Well, when they did kiss, I was
at
like...
At the end, they were like...
I was like, that was the most... Well, no, when they're kissing at the school.
When they're away from everybody.
Yeah.
And they're at the...
That
seemed, at Stanford.
That was a pretty convincing, like, kiss, because they just kept... It was like a kiss, they step away,
kept,
kiss.
Yeah, they kind of
like,
kept going
that
back.
That seems real to me, like, that... They went
they
in
kept
on
going
that.
Going back for it, yeah.
Yeah, like, because you can tell some, like, shitty fake kisses in movies or stuff, but, like,
yeah,
there was a little bit of spark right there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. And then they were, like, finger-fucking each other with their fingers.
Really?
They were, like, holding each other's hand, but they kept changing, like, he would move his hand, and he would, like, grip her two fingers, and she would then grip his pinky, and it was a lot of weird hand movements there. But, I'm probably over-exaggerating, but... Yeah, so I want to know is this your guys' favorite out of the three?
As no.
What's your favorite? Oh. Is it two?
Because
we're not at the high school in two?
Shit. Yeah, probably two. But
and Miley Cyrus isn't.
But they're all forgettable.
Right. So, but that's not the question.
Oh, 100% all forgettable. This one is storyline. I guess the second one, just because it's ridiculous, the storyline, because they're not in the school. They're, you know, on summer vacation. They're doing weird shit. But production value and songs.
What is happening?
Oh, he did the Pornhub sound finally.
I did it earlier. You were.
Is that what you did?
Yeah. Check the tape.
You know what? I'm gonna believe
he did it over while video was playing. Oh. It was like there was a lot of.
No,
sounds
I didn't, man.
Check it. Check the tape. What time? I don't fucking know.
1:40.
We're not even at. I don't think we're at 1:40.
1:36. 4:40.
Almost.
So this one though, I think is my favorite. Was the easiest to watch. This one. Because of the production value, the songs, even if the songs were bad, the visual was fun to watch. Except for the Gabriela and Troy ones are always boring visual. They don't ever, because it's all about fucking loving each other.
And the songs aren't that interesting.
It's all about loving each other.
They're all about just like
finger fucking.
They're all about finger fucking, and it's like.
Yeah, definitely never.
And it's kind of boring. Their stuff. Yeah, they're just. Their songs are boring to watch and
listen
to. Give
us some dry humping.
But everybody else's shit, like his shit alone, whenever he's like angry and screaming and shit, or her stuff.
Actually,
she is the most boring character in the. Yeah. It's weird. Like she changed the whole universe for them, but she's the most boring character.
She is so boring. There's nothing compelling about her.
Well, her
she likes science.
No, her
which is cool.
But her knees?
Yes. Go to get a shot of her knees.
That's why she's...
That's the most compelling part of her.
Oh, okay.
In the creepy most disgusting in a way. Strange statement.
This guy hates Vanessa Hudgens' knees.
It sounded kind of sexual, though, when he was bringing up her knees.
Dude,
I don't know.
Her knees.
I think
look at her fucking knees.
No, he sounds like knees. He sounds like Charlie in It's Always Sunny.
Look
like,
at her fucking
what's
knees.
What's your turnoffs? Knees.
Knees.
People's knees.
Certain knees.
What are your likes? Ghouls.
That's true. I do identify with Charlie.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite meal? Milk steak.
Yeah, milk steak.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Milk. No, he says milk steak and jelly beans.
Yeah, jelly beans. Milk steak and jelly beans. I'm just putting steak. No, put milk steak. She'll know.
She'll know what it is.
The problem is, look.
He tries to order it at the restaurant.
If you really want to know, the problem is her saggy knees.
Alright.
We're all sagging our kneecaps. Yes, we are.
So yeah, this one is the easiest to watch, I'd say. This one for sure for me.
And it's the easiest to fast forward through. Not that I did that at all in any of the songs. But
wait
especially
a minute.
The Troy and Gabriella songs.
I won't fault you on that.
Yeah, you can fast forward.
There's nothing happening there.
But visually there's a lot of cool shit in here.
But the second one is your jam.
I don't like any of them.
No. Really, what you're saying is the second one is... Here's the shitty part, though, is I don't remember the scores I gave the previous movies. So know that I liked this one more. If I give a lower score,
I would say I like...
oops. I'm gonna stick with like... I know what number I'm going to stick with.
I think
with.
You did like a fucking zero on the first one.
And
you
I think
like
I did.
Point
I think I did. I do a two for
I
the second one.
I think you went almost to a two in the second one.
Because then this one I'm going to go a two.
I'm going to give a two.
Give a two.
Just to try to make sure it's higher than the other ones.
You might have given it a two point something.
I don't think I give it a two anything.
Did this movie have to be 2 fucking hours?
Yo, that's no. I think this movie is
Pieces
2 hours.
Of shit. That's why I was late, because I was like, oh, an hour and a half, I'll start it.
This movie
is
2 hours.
Yeah, I forgot
hours.
It was 2 hours, too, when yeah. I started it. I went 2 hours.
I started it last night at 8 o'clock, and I was like, oh, shit. And I like ended at 10.
I mean, they're wrapping the fucker up, you know?
There's so many scenes where they're just walking to a place or something. Like, you're just like, nothing's happening. Going, they're transitioning to a different area, and it's like takes too long, and you're like,
yeah,
ugh, Jesus.
What's
like,
your
skip?
What, which
yeah.
one's
just
your,
a walking skip? Yeah.
Which one's your favorite, Eric?
You know, it's odd. You said the third one, the second one. The first one's my favorite,
yeah.
Because the songs are the most memorable for me.
That's probably true. They're the ones that have stuck around the longest.
Sing all the songs.
Out of all the songs.
But my favorite song is from the second one.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, okay.
And it's the baseball song.
Baseball, get your balls in the game.
Because it's...
Get on your base, get your balls in the game.
Might
game.
As well be that.
Get your balls in my face.
What's... Yeah, that's what happens with Ryan and Chad. But that's, you know, that's why I like that song, because it's just them, like, kind of... flirting with each other, and then they swapped
danger.
Clothes at the end.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they fucked! Or did something.
They finger banged.
They definitely did something with each other, where they got
they
fucked naked.
They finger fucked.
They finger fucked.
I mean, okay.
Smell my finger. They were doing that in the background. They were smelling each other's fingers.
And then the kid right next to them is just like,
I do love how they have
eating ketchup,
yeah,
and
because they involved him.
He was.
It was like a tornado. He got sucked into.
He couldn't
it
go
sucked
anywhere.
Off, probably.
He's like, these two people are figuring out their feelings for each other.
Oh yeah,
what
was
am I doing
trapped.
Here?
He was trapped in the locker. Like he's like had to hide. He heard people. Oh no, shit! And they like yeah.
I do love house. How they
they pushed him into the locker.
They have all these comments. They
made
have like
out against the locker.
Yeah, against the locker. He was locked in there. Like,
okay,
but he had to
gay
touch
bullies.
Himself.
God damn it, gay bullies!
I do like how that they had like that whole moment in the second movie. They had a song together. Everything. They played baseball. They did not say one word to each other in this
movie. That's what I was fucking talking to you about.
Yeah.
How Disney swept that shit under. They're like,
they're not talking.
Stop it.
You want them to have a conversation? Fuck you.
They're like, Kenny, we see what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you're trying to do it subtly, but we see it.
Mr. Ortega, stand before the court.
Put your hand on the Bible.
Somebody do Mickey's voice as the judge.
Who's Mickey?
Disney.
Oh, right.
Oh.
You're
Mr. Mouse.
Your crimes are
yes.
Gay.
Yeah.
Sodomy. The third degree.
Third degree of gayness.
Debauchery.
Yeah, this is worth it. This is worth it. I'm glad I said it.
Licentious behavior.
I'm glad I said it. This is good.
Buttfuckery.
All right, so I've given my score. What's your
and
score?
Mutual jerking.
Yeah.
69.
69.
Ring a bell.
That's your score. 69.
Rip jobs.
No.
Ring a bell.
What's your score?
Yeah, junkyard rim jobs. I think it was junk, all basically.
That's Zach and Chad. That's what they were doing. Or Troy and Chad. That's what they were doing.
Jack and a Zach.
They were doing
Zach and a
junkyard 69.
Chatty.
They were yeah.
Zach me off, Chatty.
What?
I think we're hitting some territory we need to explore.
We're going to. This is fanfic online.
Yeah, some Rule 34.
Oh, I'm sure that. Rule 34. I'm sure that there's.
Don't. Please don't look up Rule 34.
Or Bad Dragon.
Please.
The funny thing is, I know neither of these things.
Bad Dragon's so funny, though. Oh, you should look that one up. That one's funny. But
this is how I learn about my social media things. Is this?
This shit's old. Years. This shit's like. Aaron, dude, Rule 2008. 34. And it's so 2008. You don't,
oh, nice. Do you know what?
Why did they hug each other?
Do you
what
know what?
Happening?
Do you know what Rule 34 is?
No.
It's a rule of the internet, and it's one. There's a bunch of rules of the internet, and Rule 34 is if it exists, there is porn of it.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I didn't know that was Rule 34, but I knew. But I knew that was like.
We don't know what the other.
Everybody knows that
there's a website.
What are the
other
rules?
That's like the Rule 34 website, and people post like art that they've done of characters like just fucking.
They ship them together,
and so you can look up like anything on Rule 34, and you'll fucking find it.
Yeah.
Simpsons.
Simpsons did it.
You
like
Simpsons
sexually did it.
Simpsons did it.
The whole family.
Simpsons.
Oh, why are you looking it up right now?
Aaron, why are you looking up Troy Bolton?
Yeah, we'll do that after. We'll do up. We'll look up Chad and Ryan.
Chad
and Ryan.
Chad and
Ryan. All right, scores. Who wants to go next? Because Eric, you already have
a
number.
I'll end with my score because
okay.
I'm because
this is your choices.
I'm more biased.
Five.
Whatever. You're at
whatever.
1,000.
Fuck.
I'm gonna go with.
No, Al loved.
Do I
want to
watch this again?
Does he want to watch it again?
Did I want to watch it the first time?
Is it
same
weird
answer.
That I was like kind of, like I was kind of like semi excited to finish just the trilogy? Also, for one, that it's over.
You were excited,
and two, that I was like, I watched the first.
This
two.
Is
Let's
all
do
I
it.
Wanted. I just wanted someone to be excited.
Yeah,
I was not excited about. I was not excited about the first or second. Well, actually, I was more excited about the second, I guess, than the first.
Because the second one's more fun.
But then the third, I guess, the second gave me a little hope for the third, and the third did not disappoint, at least for me.
Good.
I will. Yeah. I think I'll be forever haunted by the characters in this film and the high school
haunted because they're ghosts.
Probably. Yeah. The high school atmosphere, you know, the happy-go-lucky, bright nature of the whole experience is ironically a depressing, you know, dampening in mood for me.
Wow, he's really making this one fucking downer now.
We're trying to end on a positive note.
Oh, right.
It's our final remarks.
Ryan!
There you go. That's it. That's
love
your score.
You, Ryan.
Ryan.
You can play all the gay characters, Ryan.
I like it. Go on.
I wouldn't be
what is
against
he,
him.
What has he done characters. Since? I'm sorry. I know
he did.
Like
he was in Halloween Town 3.
That's true. He was in Halloween Town 3.
And I was hoping he'd be gay in that too, but I don't think so.
I mean, I don't. I got to see him how he's acting in other things.
Well, we're going to watch the other Halloween Town movies because you guys have only seen the first one.
Yes.
We're going to watch the second and the third and the fourth.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be during October because we don't have enough fucking time. There's three more movies. We're going to watch them.
You watch whenever you want. It's like you can have breakfast whenever the fuck you want.
Yeah, that's
breakfast
right.
Breakfast is just a term for the first meal of the day. You can have whatever you
exactly.
want.
Exactly. I can have fucking pancakes at night if I want.
That's right.
Dude, he plays a character. He played a character in the High School Musical, the musical, the series. But not Ryan.
What?
This is weird.
What the fuck?
Man? Yeah, he played Lucas Gabriel.
Isn't that his name?
Yeah.
Wait, no. That's his name.
Yeah.
Wait. But it's High School Musical, the series. It's meta. It's real life.
Yeah,
he's playing himself.
Okay.
I'm telling you, they meta this
shit. That's what it is. And
yeah, there you go.
Okay, that makes sense. We're almost coming up on 2 hours.
They get meta with this shit, dude. Aaron, cut that.
He does a lot of voice acting.
All right. So, Aaron,
get your Luke
Al,
in the
what
game.
was your score?
Like a two. I don't know, two.
Okay, that sounds good. Aaron, what was your score?
Dude, he played young Lex Luthor in Smallville. Sorry. I give it a two. Yeah.
Get your dick in the game.
Both twos. That's...
I'm surprised. I gave it a two just because I needed it to be higher than the last ones, but... Again, I'm not
Al,
like
this movie made Al
maybe a 1 point. Two. I'll stick with two.
Like
I'll
hate life more, I think, and he gave it a two.
No, I liked it. I think there was just a pressure because I started it late as well, and it didn't need to be 2 hours. You know, there was shit I liked about it. I liked the set pieces were cool. The meta ness, you know, I think is always interesting to play with. And then the fact that Chad and Ryan didn't talk the whole movie was a plus for me.
All right. Hold up, you pro Disney over here. I'll
pro Disney.
I'll give it like because I want to end it on a positive note. I'm gonna say a 2.9, and I probably gave that a higher score than the first one.
You probably gave it a higher score than better movie.
Yes.
For sure.
But it's not a three because three is something I want to rewatch.
They didn't earn it.
Usually.
They didn't earn it. They didn't earn that three.
Eric, he's in Return to Halloween Town also.
He's in
Halloween Town High and
I've only
it's
seen
his
the
first
fourth,
two movies.
I've only seen the fourth one once. So
that was his first two things he ever did.
Well, he's definitely the same character in the fourth one.
Yeah.
Because of the character. No spoilers. We'll watch
I guess like this on his IMDb. One of the things he's in is Lucas Gabriel, Get Your Ass On.
I think it's a song.
I think
what?
It's a song.
It's 3
too.
Minutes.
It's
get
like a
your
song.
Ass On.
It's a suit.
Can we listen to that?
I think the name's longer than that, Aaron.
Can that
it said
be the...
on.
No,
com.
I clicked it and it just says Get Your Ass On.
What? He's like, I'm not gay. I'm writing this song called Get Your Ass On. Can that be the outro?
Okay.
Not the High School Musical song?
No, song.
That song sucks. Play Get Your Ass On. Oh, no.
Hold
what
on.
The fuck
we gotta
is it?
Find it.
Get your ass in the car.
Oh.
Oh, shit. There's an anime called Get Your Ass in the
how
Car.
How do you spell his fucking name? Grabiel. Oh, here it is.
Oh, shit. He's playing. He looks terrible. He's got a fedora on and everything.
Oh, this is going to be a prelude. There's like a 30-minute.
Director Kelly L. King.
What? Is it recorded on a... What is this?
It's probably not on YouTube anymore.
Somebody
Oh, no, it is. It's on YouTube. We're just stupid.
Part of the video. This is boring as hell.
Hold that. Wait till you get your ass on.
Last night I heard you crying.
What? He can't sing now.
Well, this is old.
He looks like Slim Shady. What's going on? They're in a hotel room. She won't kiss him. She's barefoot.
He's a ghost.
Sirens.
What's happening?
He's a siren. About tomorrow. Oh my god, this is hell. Awesome, baby. You're Ryan forever.
Then you don't. You're Ryan forever.
Don't. I don't want. Why are you wearing a dad's suit? Look how like wide it is.
Yeah, it's too big for him.
He just
come on and get your ass on.
Get your ass on.
Songs.
Last night I heard you whisper.
I turned it up really loud when he said, get your ass off.
Yeah, I heard you take
that. All right, well, this is us saying bye. Enjoy this song for a couple more seconds.
Oh, my God.
Love you guys. Get your ass on.
All right. Bye, guys. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Fuck.
That you met out in the hall. Listen, baby, if you don't like what you see, then you don't have any rights. Call me, baby, just get your ass on. Come on and get your ass on.